The Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion will be built. That's according to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who says it's in the national interest. That's after opposition in British Columbia caused Kinder Morgan to put the $7 billion project on hold till the end of May, citing too much uncertainty. 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Kinder Morgan's announcement appears to be a call for Canada's federal government to intervene and override the authority of British Columbia. The provincial government there in January called for additional study to keep local waters safe from spills. But opponents of the project say they don't think the company will get its way. Karen Mahone is the international campaign director with Stand.Earth, one of many environmental protest groups celebrating the news that the pipeline expansion is on hold.
There is massive uncertainty and there is massive opposition, and the opposition is growing. So I think that the parent company saw that and realized that this was too risky an investment for their investors, which it absolutely is.
And she says if the federal government tries to push the expansion through, it could cause a constitutional crisis. Reuben George is with the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, which has been fighting the expansion for years and has filed multiple lawsuits against it. He says they're not backing down.
You know, when Trudeau says it's going to be Canada against British Columbia, I'll take on the fight. Gladly, that will give us the loudest microphone that we ever had.
Kinder Morgan's announcement came after several weekends of mass protest. If the project goes forward, it would triple the amount of Canadian tar sands oil arriving and bring as much as 7 times more oil tanker traffic through the Salish Sea, including the waters of Western Washington. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.